You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2016, week 175 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Staska.
175 weeks ago, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We did not start this podcast. We started 178 weeks ago.
Yeah, we missed a few weeks in there.
But did you ever expect to get this far along?
175? Yeah, I thought that's where we get to, and then we would stop. Okay. That was our goal, right? 175, and we're out.
Like, nice round number. Like, so close to 200.
Yeah. It's like, why go all the way to 200? I mean, a lot of podcasts probably do that.
Yeah. I mean, we've outlived a lot of podcasts.
Oh, yes.
It's
yes.
crazy to think.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, those podcasts were done by more famous people who are successful.
True, and they got other things going on. But there's still other people more successful, more famous, who have longer podcasts too.
Yeah.
So
I guess
we're in between
shit.
Those people.
Way to humble us.
Yeah. You're like, we have more episodes. Oh, wait, no, we don't.
What?
I was trying to think of a podcast we had more episodes than, and I was wrong about who we had more episodes than.
We have more episodes than a lot of podcasts,
yeah.
though.
Oh, yeah.
We have like about 5 times 75 plus 100. That's quite a bit.
Yeah. Not many people have that many episodes. That's for sure.
225 episodes?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get into the leftovers. If you go to Uxher's Twitter account, do you know what his last tweet was?
No.
His account got hacked and it's a picture
oh,
of
really?
A vagina.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he got hacked by like a fake porn website.
Oh, wow.
It's like, do you want to see more? And it's like a picture of a vagina. So I texted him at like 2 in the morning and I was like, your Twitter account got hacked. Mm-hmm. Change your password. And he's like, okay. And then that's all we...
He deleted that tweet though, right? Or
I don't know.
I'm interested to see if he deleted the tweet.
So if you're curious to what a vagina looks like.
That's hilarious.
What Uxher's vagina might look like. Not really sure who's...
All right, let's see.
Yeah, still there. I think.
What?
Nope.
No, it's not there. I don't see it.
Damn. Oh, you want to see what it looked like?
There no, I don't. Okay, that's all right.
What would you like me to say to you while we do it? Just click. And then it's like...
Oh, jeez. Uxher, that's like...
Of all people that get hacked.
I wonder what his password was. And why would he get... Like, he doesn't even tweet.
Yeah, like the last time he tweeted at Panda Express... Why do you shortchange me on my teriyaki chicken? I love that stuff. And then he posts a picture of it, and it doesn't look like he got shortchanged on his teriyaki chicken. Well, I guess kind of.
Oh, yeah, like half of it. Like you're supposed to put,
You should get two?
No, I mean like on the left side it looks it should be level at least. Even if he got less, it should be leveled out.
Yeah, I think the person just did a bad job of flattening
it. I think they just stacked it on top of each other instead of to the side, but that looked like enough.
Damn, he paid $11 for chow mein, kung pao chicken, grilled teriyaki chicken, honey walnut shrimp. I think that's a lot of food.
Is he eating all that himself? That's a lot of food. Jeez. We got the bigger plate and
honey walnut shrimp.
Yeah.
Oof. 41 days ago.
He was hungry in August.
Yeah. August 22nd. So, yeah, that was weird. I'm sad now. Uxher's vagina's gone.
I almost half thought he wouldn't delete it because he's like, I don't tweet that much. I mean, I assume if I change my password, it'll just go away.
Yeah, he's like, no one looks at my Twitter.
Yeah.
Put you on blast, bro. Did he text you to hang out?
Yeah, next week.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. I can't make it.
I forgot it was Monday.
Yeah, he's like, are you free this Saturday? And I'm like, I thought we were going to desert trip. And then he just didn't respond to it. And then I said like, that this weekend's desert trip. Because he had a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So then I texted him this morning and I was like, are you going to desert trip? And he's like, no, I sold my ticket. I was like, okay. Guess I'll just have to go with my sister. Well, I'm going with my sister anyways,
yeah,
but I wanted to meet up with him at least.
Yeah. I wonder why he sold his ticket. Maybe he didn't think you were going anymore. I don't know.
He didn't think I was going anymore?
Maybe. I have no idea.
I think he was supposed to go with someone else, and then that person bailed.
Oh, there you go.
And then he's like, can I camp with you? And I was like, no.
There you go. That's why I sold his ticket.
Because you want to camp with me?
No. He wanted to go with that other person, and then backup was...
Was me.
I don't know the timing of all of this, but that's what it sounds like. But he would have rather gone with the person he was going to go with.
Well, then he said, he's like, I might just buy a ticket and go on Sunday. Which I think is Roger Waters and The Who.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty
He
good.
Probably would have went if he wasn't able to sell his ticket.
Yeah, but he lucked out because he sold two tickets for $900,
mm-hmm.
which is close to face value.
Yeah.
Now you can buy tickets. You should hop on this.
Mm-hmm.
$177.
Really? What?
For 3 days because I guess American Express held back so many tickets.
Ah, so they were just waiting
hoping people would buy them, and then they didn't buy them. Like American Express people didn't buy them.
Yeah.
So they just like flooded the market. And now, like, resale is just so low.
Oh, man, he is lucky to get...
So, Usher said he saw one for $200 today, a three-day pass.
Jeez.
And that means you're seeing Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond, Rolling Stones, The Who, and Roger Waters. Shit.
That's a deal
for $200. I mean, granted, you have to find a place to stay.
Yeah. That's the hard part, is everything else involved in it.
Yeah.
But, like, the actual concert part.
Like, I might... Someone's probably going to see me naked this weekend, unintentionally, against my will.
That's what happens in those camping situations, and you're in the desert. I mean,
yeah, because like we don't have a tent.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take two easy ups from work and then put a tarp around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big space inside, but like there's no door.
Yeah. You don't know what people are going to do.
Yeah, someone might just be like, what is in here? And it's like me naked, because that's how I hang out in tents.
You're like, it's going to be hot, so... Actually, it shouldn't be that hot.
No, the cool thing is, with Desert Trip, concerts don't start until 6 p.m.
Oh,
until the sun goes down.
Nice.
So it's like...
There you go, you're not going to be all hot.
Dude. yeah. I'm an old person, I'm fully embracing this.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the way to go.
Like, the last time I went to Coachella, me and my sister went, and Uksha was there too, but, like... It was so hot. So we'd go, the concert start at noon. You go in there at noon, you're sweating. They don't let you, the water situation's all screwed up. They don't let you bring a lot of water in.
Really? They want you to buy their water?
No, now they let you. Okay, that's dangerous. At that time, they didn't.
Yeah.
And you could like bring in like an empty water bottle that year and like fill it up with like the well, and it was gross water. And then I was like, I'm so tired. And then we just go back, me and my sister would just go back to the car, sleep in the car for a few hours and then go back out.
Mm-hmm.
Now... And there's only one stage at Desert Trip, so it's like, there's nothing I can miss.
Yeah.
Unless I pass out. So, yeah. If someone wants to go, I don't know
Good
where
stuff,
you're going to stay,
man.
But...
That's a heck of a value, though.
Yeah, it is a great value. Yeah. I mean, I paid $450 for my ticket.
Exactly. Man. Has that happened before?
I can't think of anything
that
seems
like a drastic Drop. Difference.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Uksha was like, sucks for the scalpers. I was like, fuck them.
Yeah.
I hate scalpers.
Yeah, especially if they're waiting till the last minute type thing.
And then one of my coworkers is like, they paid more than face value. And they're like, yeah, we might not just go.
Really?
They're like, we couldn't find a place to stay.
Wow.
I was like, wow, someone's getting paid way too much here.
Yeah, you're you're willing to spend that? Nope, not gonna go.
I was like, you're gonna spend more than they bought two tickets.
Jeez,
you're gonna spend more than $450 a ticket. I should just ask them for the tickets.
Yeah,
like, just give them.
Oh,
to me.
Yeah, exactly. You're not gonna go get. You can get some, use them, or even you can just sell them.
Well, give me some money. You know your boss's son? Give it to me.
Yeah, it's like even if you get $200 for him, I mean that's at least better than spending all the money not going.
Or just give it to me for free.
Yeah, it's the best way to go.
And then, yeah, and I won't fire you.
Just give me stuff.
Yeah.
You already bought it.
Let's get into the movie news.
Yes.
MacGruber 2 is being written right now. Have you seen MacGruber 1?
I have not.
I'm not a fan. I haven't seen it either, but I'm just not a fan of the premise.
I like Will Forte, but I mean, like, it's... Like... I've seen like the trailers for it way back when, but I know it's like a spoof on
MacGyver.
Maybe
where he always
is that why
up.
They're writing it? Because they made that new show?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're like, "Oh, the MacGyver train's back. The MacGruber must come back."
I know one person who saw the first one and they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not a fan. I don't know. I'm not a fan of like repetitive SNL sketches. I can't find
Me
many
either.
That are funny.
Yeah.
That they keep on doing.
I actually agree with you there.
Like Coneheads, not funny.
Yeah. And they made all the ones movies. I'm like,
they made like two movies out of that.
Yeah.
Three movies.
It seems really weird. Like,
we are turning into the old men from the Muppets.
I know, but it's true. I think it's true. I mean, I think I guess people must like them because they do the same sketch. So like people must have liked them and enough. And then they made movies. So like, and they're making another one of this and they made a first one. So there's obviously something there that people are into. I guess I can't just I can't tap into that mindset, I guess.
I think I'm just turning old. Like I have an old
sensibility. I don't think I ever liked that though. Like,
I'm not a
I didn't
big
ever like the
Conan.
The Conan. Yeah. Like, there's select sketches every now and then, but it's really, like, rare. It's
Lonely
like,
Island is the only one, I think, is,
yeah.
that is entertaining.
Like, I can't point, I couldn't point them out to you, but, like, it's, like, I feel like SNL is a big, like...
It's very hit or
like,
miss.
Like, hit or miss, but it's, like, very, a lot of misses.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I couldn't watch a whole episode of SNL because I'm, like, I don't, like, a lot of this could be terrible.
Yeah, it's, like, it's at the point where you're, like, why would I?
Yeah, I'll watch a clip if it turns out, like, I hear that it's really funny.
It's like if you went to a bad restaurant that had one good dish on the menu.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you order, like, appetizers, an entree, drinks, and a dessert, and three of them are going to be bad, but one of them is going to be, like, amazing.
Yeah. It's like, it's not worth it.
It's like, why are you going
to
do that?
Like, I understand it's very hard to do, and it's impressive, but it's still, like, yeah, but I'd rather not spend time watching an hour and a half.
The best thing about SNL is the people that are diehard fans that will watch it every week, and then they report.
Exactly.
Like
they tell
people.
Me these are good sketches. This is an amazing
Facebook.
Sketch. It's the best that happened this year or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll check that one out. And I can watch a clip of it
on YouTube.
3 to 4 minutes. And then,
and
boom.
Then you're in the zeitgeist. You,
exactly. Now I
know,
what you're talking about. They're not going to talk about that terrible sketch that was like, oh, no one liked that sketch.
I'm figuring out how to rule the world right now.
Yeah.
Or at least live in it.
I mean, that's the cool thing about YouTube. It's like, I don't have to watch.
And the crazy thing is, they break it up for you.
Exactly. It's already set like that, so I don't even have to scroll through like, no. Oh, it's at 56-minute mark. It's a good part. It's like, no, it's 4-minute clip.
How aware do you think SNL is about all this?
Very aware, because most of the stuff they put up themselves. So,
what's the worst sketch
like, I wonder
you think
if they
SNL put up on YouTube?
I have no idea, because I probably
Do you think they put up all their sketches on YouTube, or just like...
Oh, good point. Maybe they're like, we don't even want to.
Like, we only put our winners.
They probably don't put what they think are going to be bad ones.
I'm going to watch an episode of SNL. Not this week or next weekend, but eventually.
At some point.
Yeah, I'll watch an episode of SNL.
All of it, and you'll be like, oh my gosh. This.
Like while it's live. I'm going to try to watch it.
Oh, watch it live.
Yeah.
Is it even live for us? It's not live for us.
No, it's
though.
Not.
That's the problem. That's also why I feel I miss out. Like, it's not live to me.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of Saturday Night Live? Like,
how about Saturday Night 3 hours later?
Exactly. It's like. They could have, something could have happened and I'm already missed out. Like,
or Saturday Night Past.
Yeah, what's the point of, I guess that's the point of the show is it's live and they're reacting live, but I'm not seeing it live and I know I'm not seeing it live. And if I go on the internet, they'll have reacted to it already. So.
It's a weird, I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah.
I don't, do people, what if someone was like, hey, I want to make a movie live.
Interesting.
And then it's a whole series of live movies.
Yeah.
Not live, but just one take.
Yeah.
That's what SNL is, right? Like, it's just one take.
Yeah.
And so, is that a novel concept? Like, do you think people would be like, holy shit, you know, they made this whole movie in take?
Well, I mean, like, Birdman-ish. Like, it was a novel concept, I guess. Because Birdman was kind
of
one shot.
Yeah, but no one went to go see Birdman because it was live.
I mean, that's... Part,
it wasn't live.
And it wasn't live.
Edited.
I'm saying, like, it was edited. I'm just saying it was, like, the closest to...
No, I'm saying, like, they're like, hey, did you hear this new happening. Movie called Pizza Boy?
It's being filmed as we speak, as we're watching it.
No, not that, but I'm saying it's, like, it was done in one take. Let's say it's all done in one take.
Yeah.
Is that a novel enough concept? Like, I'm trying to figure out right now, what's the appeal of SNL besides the fact that it's an institution? This is a really hard-hitting argument, I think, for this podcast. This is amazing. I think we're...
Yeah.
We're reaching levels. 135 episodes it took us to get.
It's definitely the fact that this is institution.
Okay. And
it's,
like.
It's really is the only thing like it. There's no like. What's live nowadays besides like news, like sporting events, and then like SNL? Like what's like. People like live things. People like live.
That's what I'm saying. Is that enough of an appeal where I can make a movie in one take and be like, oh yeah, we did this in one take. It was in, technically it's live.
I think it's different if it's actually live than if it's in one take. I think those are two differences. Actually live? I think if it's actually live, it's...
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened on SNL?
Like, probably nothing that...
Like Ashley Simpson.
Oh, what's that one? Didn't that one chick like tear up a picture of the Pope on SNL? There's some chick that teared up a picture of the Pope on SNL. I forgot her name though.
Like no one drops like the N-word on SNL, right? All right, I'm gonna look it up.
I almost feel like Louis C.K. did that. But,
well, yeah, but
like purposefully.
Yeah.
I think.
He's like, I'm
live. I could be wrong.
N-words.
Or he said something about, like, I think he just made some jokes, but, like, it wasn't, like, it's part of the act. They knew it was coming, so it's not unexpected.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, you can't, I don't think there has to be other craziest SNL
Well, I mean,
moments.
It's also, like, the, what who's come out of SNL.
Yeah.
You're okay. Like, I could be watching this guy could be a star. Like, you don't know who's going to come out of SNL.
Okay.
Because they have such a big
Nirvana
pedigree.
Makes out during end credits. Chris Novoselic, Kurt Cobain, and Dave Grohl grabbed each other and made out for a few seconds.
I think people like to watch them screw up, too, sometimes. Because sometimes they break character and they, like... I don't know. I'm trying to get in the mindset. I don't watch SNL every week all the time, so... I don't know, but I'm just trying to find some reason.
Ashley Simpson, that's number three. Number two is the F-bombs. And Sinead O'Connor tears the Pope.
That's the one I was thinking of.
1992.
But nothing too crazy really happened.
Yeah, like that's the craziest thing that they put. Like the F-word, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And then, but that's
if
the thing.
SNL,
if I watch it, they'll edit. Do they edit?
Yeah, like if, so. Like now,
like
if you watch,
if that stuff happened, they would edit.
Yeah, we would never see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The live thing is like
because they tape the rehearsal, and then anything that bad happens.
Is that really what they do?
Yeah, so that's what for the Nirvana thing. If you watch it,
so I don't know. They're not doing that all the time.
Exactly.
Like it's no.
How do I know I'm not watching just the rehearsal?
That's also true. New York. How do they even know they're not watching the rehearsal, even though they say it's live? Like, I don't think there's laws against putting live when it's not live. Because I feel like the news does that all the time.
Because I know 30 Rock did a live episode. Mm-hmm. They did one of their episodes live.
Yeah.
And they had, like, special guests and stuff that dropped in. So they did it twice. They did an East Coast feed and a West Coast feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I only know that because I was pirating 30 Rock and I had to download the East Coast feed and the West Coast feed.
Mm-hmm. So they did two different shows, though?
Yeah, so, like, one of them had John Hamm as a special guest. The other one had, like... someone else.
So when you're like watching that, say on Netflix, you watch, are they both on there? Do you watch them both?
That's the thing. That's why I have
what's canon
both.
In the 30 Rock universe. I mean, man, is that two alternate 30 Rock universes?
Yeah, there's
this
a West Coast universe.
So many questions.
And then my teacher was telling me like they have to do that to do for live, like to call it live.
Yeah, that's why they just don't call it live when you're. Yeah. They're like this was recorded earlier.
Yeah,
or whatever.
If I made a movie that was shot in one take, is that appealing enough for independent audiences? I think no.
I don't know.
Because you're not going to be up for any editing awards.
No.
You're not going to be up for any, like,
mm-hmm.
You'll be up for, like, a cinematography award. I guess that'd be impressive.
Yeah, I think people like edited stuff because it's the best version it could be that yeah. They could make of it. That's why the editing exists.
Yeah, and that's why we choose not to edit this podcast, because it's the worst version of the podcast that we could release.
Exactly. It's like us. Is it appealing because we don't edit it? I don't think so.
For some podcasts, people say it is appealing, though, because we're not editing it.
Yeah. I mean, actually, when I listen to podcasts, I prefer...
unedited podcasts.
But then I don't know, because I haven't heard some podcasts as unedited, so maybe I say that. But then they say, oh, we're going to make a cut, or we're not going to make a cut. And maybe... So you don't know when they're editing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it seems... People edit podcasts so well that, like, it seems to flow.
I think I've only edited this podcast, like... Only if, like, let's say, like, someone gets a call and we're like, or someone's like, I need to pee, like, right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably been the only time.
And then I'm like, okay, pause it.
Or that earthquake.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even pause it.
You're right. We're like, whoa.
We're like, whoa.
There's an earthquake.
Yeah. I think we kept that in.
I think we did, too.
Jumanji 2 added a bunch of new stuff. So let's just talk about this. Mm-hmm. So plot details emerged from this. So should I read the plot details first and then?
Yeah, I feel like the plot details, because maybe then we'll be able to fill in what those characters are doing there. Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't read the plot details yet.
Okay. So this Twitter post came out from a Mashable reporter, Jeff Snyder, and he revealed some Jumanji sequel plot details. It turns out the story will follow four kids stuck in detention who get sucked into the game.
Ah, it is about kids. Okay. It made you think it wasn't about kids at all.
So they add, it's a game from a video console the kid finds stored away somewhere in the school. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and Karen Gillan are the avatars of each of the kids in the game. So, Alex Wolff, formerly of the Naked Brothers Band and younger brother of Paper Town star Nat Wolff, Madison Iceman, still the king, I don't know what that means, and Sidarius Blaine, who played the red shirt in Star Trek Into Darkness. They joined previously announced young cast member Morgan Turner as the character that Johnson calls the Jumanji Juniors. And then Hollywood Reporter reveals that Alex Wolff's avatar is Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne Johnson's Dr. Braystone, while someone else responded that Jack Black's avatar may be controlled by one of the girls. It could be Morgan Turner, since she's lined up with Jack Black in the above photo, which we can't see. And then Alex Wolff doesn't line up with Dwayne Johnson, but we can't safely assume that. So, yeah, there's a bunch of shit.
I'm confused by this, very much so. Unless they're telling
me... It's like Gamer, bro.
Yes, but...
Gerard Butler.
Are they telling me, is this how Jumanji has always worked, or is this...
This is how the new Jumanji works.
But it's a sequel? But, like, maybe when Robin Williams was a kid, he didn't even... When he went into the game, he wasn't a kid, maybe? I don't know. Because you never see the Jumanji world?
I don't know.
This is a...
Is the cartoon canon?
I don't think so, because in the cartoon, kids went to the game all the time.
Yeah.
He was still stuck in the game, and like the last episode, Robin Williams' character got out of the game.
About damn time.
Where in the movie, he got into the game and then was out of the game when the kids got there.
I'm working on my Robin Williams impersonation.
Are you?
But I'm not going to do it right now.
Maybe still too soon.
Yeah, still too
soon. Possible. But
involves me just hanging myself. That was horrible, but
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like his fake son did in the
Father's Day. World's Best Dad.
World's Best Dad, yeah. That movie still sounds crazy to me.
God, I can't, I lost it.
There's like so many Robin Williams I never saw, because like I only saw him when I was a kid. So I watched kids' movies of it. And then you watch movies like 1 hour photo. That's another creepy movie.
Never watched it. I refused to watch that movie.
It's creepy as hell.
You watched that movie?
I saw that movie. Yeah.
Why would you do that? That seems like
Robin Williams, I'm gonna
with you. Like, out of character.
I like Robin Williams.
Okay.
I wanted to see him do something creepy.
Why would
he disturb my childhood?
It's like, I love Tom Hanks, but I never want to see him do something creepy. That would ruin Tom Hanks for me.
But he's never done anything creepy.
Exactly. If there was like, if Tom Hanks is like, I'm in this new creepy movie where I'm a child molester.
Well, I just want to appreciate like how good an actor Robin Williams actually is. Because
Philip Seymour Hoffman, great actor, right?
Yeah.
He was in the movie Doubt. He played a child molester.
Yeah.
Didn't watch that movie. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman. I don't want to see him as a child molester.
Yeah, but I feel like they're good enough actors that they fall into their character. And then I'm like,
Tom Hanks as Hitler.
Through that character.
Would you watch that movie? You'd have to, right?
You got to watch that movie, man. Oh, speaking of Hitler. Oh, I forgot to mention this, but like, did you hear that the new Transformers, there's like Nazi stuff going on?
So they're like, they're not allowed to show it in Germany or something?
I don't know if that's it. It was like it was in England or something, like, but like on Wednesday, or on like some famous place, they put Nazi flags or something. I'm just like, my idea of to put Nazis into everything is like, it's coming true.
Yeah. And I called this next thing like so many times.
Oh yeah. This is like the obvious thing that I'm surprised it wasn't announced like
right away,
even earlier.
Yeah. So let's move on to that.
Yeah. Better, more positive news.
Yeah. Instead of Hitler.
Instead of Hitler news.
Speaking of Hitler, that should be on a t-shirt. Are you going to say it? You wrote it. So.
I can say it, but you were excited about it. I'll say it. I'm excited about it, kind of. So Disney's making another live-action remake, and this time it's The Lion King, and Jon Favreau is going to direct it.
Yeah.
So it's like The Jungle Book.
I called this
It's so
a
obvious.
A million miles
like,
away from when I saw that preview.
People love The Lion King. Like, The Lion King is like...
And
like,
once you see the... Did you see The Jungle Book yet? You saw
Yeah.
You're like, it's natural.
I saw it in theaters. Yeah. Like, once you see that world, like, do the same thing with The Lion King, and we're set. It's
gonna
be
awesome.
Yeah,
get the stupid kid out.
Yeah, exactly.
Put more animals in.
Just all animals. And then, like, do the same thing where you do a couple of the songs, but not, like,
all
straight
up
sing a sing-along thing.
Yeah.
And, like, do that same thing, and it'll be awesome. But I would... Like, I kind of want, like, the people to come back and do their same voice. I don't think they probably won't do that. But, like, that cast...
Yeah, what's that kid doing nowadays?
I mean, not him or whoever, but
Matthew Broderick.
I'm more talking about, like, Timon, Pumbaa...
John Earl Jones.
Mustafio.
Mustafa.
And,
or Mufasa.
Scott. I repeated you, too.
He was very Muslim. Mustafa.
And Scar. Scar.
Yeah.
Because you got
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, what's it? Who's Alfred?
Jeremy Irons.
He's Scar. So,
Matthew Broderick as Adult Simba.
I didn't even know that was Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And we can get Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, what's that kid up to?
What is he up to? I hope he still has money from Home Improvement days. Or even Lion King money. I don't know. He probably didn't get paid that much, though.
Let's see what Jonathan Taylor Thomas is up to. This is
he probably has an IMDb trail too. Anytime I say like that guy hasn't done anything for 10 years, they're like, "Oh, he's actually in Peaky Blinders too." No.
I went to his Wikipedia article. Let's see what he's up to.
All right, I hope he's not into drugs.
Personal life,
because that's what I assume. If I don't hear from you, you're doing drugs and not in a good place.
Yeah. Okay. So, wow. So in 2000, he graduated with honors from Chaminade College Preparatory School in West Hills, California. Upon graduation, he enrolled at Harvard University, where he studied philosophy and history and spent his third year abroad at St. Andrews University in Scotland. In 2010, he graduated from Columbia University's School of General Studies. Yeah, last thing he was in movie-wise, 2006.
Wow.
And he was in Last Man Standing.
He was in
Smallville,
probably like 2003 or 4.
2004. He does a few episodes. He doesn't really do much, but
he's just out of the acting game.
Yeah, just studying and being smart and working hard.
I mean, yeah, he made so many things when he was a kid.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
Hot Wheels is getting a movie, and Justin Lin is directing it. What is it about? I don't know.
Well, they got a Fast and Furious guy, so they're like, he knows cars.
Did you hear about that movie that they let like an 8-year-old write?
Yeah, it's already
monster
like
truck, and it's already they're
already
planning
to
lose $150 million.
Yeah, it's like
why him? Why do you know the premise of the movie?
Yeah, it's like there's a monster that lives in a truck.
Not just one monster in one truck. It's multiple monsters in multiple trucks.
Oh wow, it's so stupid. Like why? I don't understand.
I think there's a certain genius to it though. Because it was like the kid came up with the concept. Obviously, he didn't write dialogue and stuff. But
yeah.
The kid came up with the concept, and then they allowed like professional screenwriters to write it. It's not a bad idea. I don't know why they're so quick to write that off.
Yeah, how do they know? They must... Yeah, how do they... I feel like they don't know.
Over like a year out or something.
Like, I really don't think you can know what's going to hit kids. Like, exactly.
Like,
there's
like, who would
areas
have thought
you can say...
The little yellow people...
Yeah, you couldn't have thought Minions would've, would really...
No, I was talking about Filipinos. It's horrible. But, who would have thought the Minions would be so successful?
Yeah.
And who would have thought the Cars wouldn't be?
Exactly. You don't know what's going to, like, hit kids' brain and be like... Like, you can get the general idea, sort of. Not really, even. Like, you don't know what's going to hit. If people knew that, they'd make a ton of stuff.
For kids.
And it'd be very easily to make. That's why, like, the prime genre now is stuff that, like, kids will see and adults will also like.
Yeah.
Because you know, even if, like, kids aren't super into it, like, adults will pick
still
up the slack.
It,
yeah.
Scarface news. Terrence Winter, the guy who wrote The Sopranos and The Wolf of Wall Street, is going to write the new Scarface movie.
Oh.
I forgot who's directing this. Antoine Fuqua? I think. Yeah.
Could be right.
Let's go with him.
Could be right.
And gigantic news. This is a new Disney movie.
Whoa, gigantic.
Meg LaFoe added as director. LaFoe? I don't know. She's the guy Or she's not a guy. She's the lady who directed or who wrote Captain Marvel and helped Guardians. Write Guardians, co-wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh no, she's directing, right?
Yeah, she's directing. Directing she Captain wrote Marvel. Oh no, she's not directing Captain Marvel.
She's writing Captain.
She's writing that.
And then she's
with
joining
Nicole Perlman.
Yeah, also. And then she's directing. She's joining director Nathan Greno or Greeno. So
cool.
And then TV
news. She's doing well for herself.
Yeah, she's doing great.
She's doing some good work.
TV news. Justin Lin is rebooting another thing. That seems like that's all that he does.
Justin Lin's, yeah, he's a big pilot. Like, he's their guy. He's their go-to pilot guy.
Yeah. So he's directing, or he's rebooting SWAT.
Like, the base. Wait, was that a show, too?
It was a TV show.
Okay, then
turned into
a movie.
Turned into a TV show.
Okay, man. Okay, that's what I thought. I mean, I think they want to make it just for that song.
Yeah, it's a great theme.
I think that's the reason to make that show is because of the theme song. That's a weird, very minimal thing to make a show for. But
I mean, I think they're just how long until Starsky and Hutch comes back to television?
Oh, it'll be there soon.
We had the movie.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they never made a sequel to
that. That is surprising. That's got to be the next one up. If they're making like Shanghai,
they're making another Shanghai
Dawn,
movie,
and they're making like. And they made
MacGyver.
Rush Hour 3 a few years ago. I feel like...
They made Miami Vice.
Like, I feel like...
They made the A-Team.
It's going to come to the movies.
They're making
TV.
Chips.
They'll probably put A-Team on TV. I mean, there's so much they're just going to put on TV back.
MASH.
Like, they're going to realize people... Like, I mean, I don't want any of these shows, but like...
Yeah, like, I don't think any of us have a connection to the original SWAT.
Yeah.
We only have a connection to that movie, which is because it's like...
Exactly.
A weird movie.
Yeah. Like they're hitting. I feel like they're hitting the wrong ages when they're trying to do these.
Yeah, like MacGyver. My parents were so stoked on that MacGyver reboot.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm not that interested.
Yeah, I know nothing about MacGyver except that he like makes things to get out of jams and stuff. But I have no appeal. Like, there's no reason for me to watch that show.
Yeah,
I don't care about it at all. But I guess
they got the guy from CSI though. Like Nick, is that his name? You ever watch CSI?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did.
The guy who was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's
and
one
then
of those,
I thought
one of those,
he was like the longest running
one. Yeah, he stayed there a while.
But also I thought the main dude was what's his name? Zach Morris?
No, it's not him.
But it's not.
It's
I was disappointed.
I've seen that guy on another show. Oh wait, no, he's the guy, he's in X-Men. He's Havoc.
Yeah.
In X-Men.
I was disappointed. I wanted it to be
yeah.
Zach Morris. I'm like, geez, Franklin and Bash and mm-hmm. Zach Morris.
He's doing that other show. He's doing that pitch about the female
oh, of course.
Pitcher. He's like the catcher.
Which makes no sense to me.
And he has a beard. So it's like,
I'm so confused weird. About that show.
Yeah, I don't know how it's a show.
I'm like, oh, cool. He made like a biopic of that little girl.
Mm-hmm. Monet Davis.
No.
Oh.
It's, yeah, well, yeah,
girl?
Her.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
her.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But
I was like, there's
I was
another
saying,
girl pitcher?
I was saying no, like, I'm the TV network saying no to Drew.
Oh, yeah. They're like, make the show about Monet Davis. They're like, no.
Like, let it happen in real life first.
Yeah.
God, who knows what's going to happen to this poor act or poor character?
I don't know.
Sexual harassment?
They're testing it out in the show, so, like,
racism?
In real life, they're like, this is
what how many
not
black
to
pitchers
do.
Are there?
There's black pitchers.
How many?
There's not many black players anymore, actually.
Yeah.
In the league.
Which they talk about in Luke Cage.
They do. They do. Yeah. But it's true because they're all playing football and basketball.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it's true because of like the reason they give in the show. Like, okay, that's wow.
No, but like yeah, there's a lot of like more Latin players, so
stealing our jobs. Unbelievable. Do I just edit this whole podcast, this episode? I said, like, Filipinos.
You could.
I mean, like, racist comment. You said Hitler thing.
I think the Hitler thing's good. It was very relevant to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
If they don't put Hitler in movies, we won't talk about Hitler as much.
<That's>... You make that sound like it's a problem.
No, I didn't say that. We haven't brought up Hitler in a while. It's been a little while now.
Oh, God.
I don't even know if he's in Transformers, okay?
You know what
Nazis are. I don't even know if Nazis are. I know a Nazi flag was filmed Or maybe like Michael Bay's like, I just want to film this for my own personal
collection.
And they're like, you make so many much money on Transformers, we'll do it for you, yeah, Michael Bay. All right. But he might explode the Nazis. So that's it, because he explodes things. So.
Yeah. So that's a good
thing. It could be a good thing.
You're familiar with Hitler's. I was about to say Michael Bay's. Hitler's.
Michael Bay presents Hitler.
His painting, right?
Which.
Like his paintings in general.
He has paintings?
Yeah, he's a very good artist.
I'm not
artist.
Familiar with his paintings. Is it off like explosions?
No, like it's of like. He was a big Disney fan, so he painted like Mickey Mouse and stuff. And then he also painted like German buildings and stuff. Like, because he went to art school before.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I was like, someone should do a Bob Ross spoof.
Oh, yes.
Michael. Were you going to say Michael Bay?
I thought of Bob Ross, but like you're pretending to be Michael Bay painting something. No. I don't know why.
It would be Hitler. And he would be Bob Ross.
Is it something? Do you know it's Hitler the whole time while he starts it? Or, yeah, is he just starting it and it's forming and you don't know what he's painting?
No.
And then it becomes Hitler.
Let me pull up some Hitler painting. I thought this was a well-known thing. I guess
I know
I'm
Hitler
wrong.
Paints things.
That's what I'm saying. Hitler painted things.
Oh, I thought you were saying a painting of Hitler.
No, Hitler painting things.
Why is that not a thing? I thought,
I see what.
I thought you were doing Bob Ross himself painting Hitler.
No, I'm saying
that was a joke, but it's the joke of Hitler being the painter.
Yeah.
And then he's painting because
he paints. Exactly like Bob Ross.
He paints.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it now. I like that a lot better. I'm surprised that's not a thing. That's not a sketch on SNL. Maybe it is, and it's a bad one that didn't come out.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Hitler Bob Ross.
Like that. Yeah, someone's done it.
It is someone.
Like, I'm saying, like, that is...
No, but see, the
you were right.
Is that Nick Kroll?
I don't know who did it. It looks like Nick Kroll. I'm like, that's a joke there, for sure.
But the thing is, the problem I have with this is he has an afro, and no, I
yeah,
want...
Yeah, no, I don't want him to look like Bob Ross.
Yeah, it is Nick Kroll.
I want him to literally be Hitler, and then, like, we'll just get the joke, because... Yeah, it's Nick Kroll.
Is there a lot of these?
This must be a running segment.
Oh, no, there's only one. Oh,
okay.
But, oh, man, that sucked. Nick Kroll ruined it.
it didn't look like it was going to be funny, which I'm disappointed by.
If we made that...
Yeah.
Is that... Because now we have proof.
Well, now we stole it from him. Nick Kroll, apparently, even though we organically seem to have come up with it yet.
And we wouldn't do it with the afro.
Not at all.
I'm saying
no.
I'm saying you almost do it word for. Okay, you take a Bob Ross episode.
Yeah.
You lift out the dialogue.
Exactly. You just
and then you literally have Hitler say everything yeah. Bob Ross
was
would
he
say.
Playing Hitler in that, or was he playing a combo Bob Ross Hitler type character?
I'm not sure. I didn't. We only saw.
I
like,
know. I don't want to watch it either yeah, to find out.
But
yeah, you don't make him look like Bob Ross at all.
No, you make it look like Hitler,
and
but
you
say
the dialogue.
Everything Bob Ross would say
yes.
with a German accent.
Yes. That's the way you do that joke.
That sketch.
I mean, people will get that what you're doing because how many famous TV painter people are there? They'll
yeah,
get it. You don't
one.
Need the afro. That's overboard.
You do the same font for the painting with Bob Ross or mm-hmm. whatever, but you just say painting with Hitler.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
And that's what the world could have been like.
Which one of our friends looks most like Hitler?
I mean, just do the hair and a mustache. Anybody can look like Hitler. It's very, very distinct look.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I haven't really compared our friends' faces to Hitler's. Maybe I'll do that when I go home.
Okay.
I will compare. I'll look at all the people and look at pictures of Hitler.
Side by side, you're like, nope.
It's like, nah. Or maybe we'll run it through face recognition software.
Yeah.
And see, do they have a thing like that where it can give me a percentage of how close they look to a person?
Like, I only know, like, a few German people.
Yeah.
Or Austrian people.
Mm-hmm.
Brown-haired people.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough, but yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
just
but we'd also need the comment.
And the mustache. And
yeah. Because we'd also need they'd have to be able to do a good German accent. Too.
That's the problem. Oh,
like you could look exactly like him, but if you don't get the sound right.
It's crazy. Now that we're thinking of all this, it's crazy mm-hmm. that Nick Kroll got the job.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's bizarre. He's not the right person.
No.
He's not.
It's a tough sell, though. Tell
someone,
like, hey, we need you to be in our sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The first sketch for the PizzaCast network.
Yeah.
Hitler painting with Hitler.
Yeah, it's a hard sell.
just wear this Nazi uniform, especially because all our friends are like still young enough where they're like, I need a job eventually. Yeah. Like, I can't have this on the internet.
If you see me as a Nazi, like,
if you see me as Hitler,
even Prince Harry did that, and people
at a Halloween party.
I don't think that, like, people still. I don't.
That's crazy.
That's not a good idea.
No,
like,
honestly, that's why I'm saying it's like less appropriate. It's. I think it's funnier if it's a joke. Like, they know.
Yeah,
it's
it has
a joke.
To be a joke. I guess. I mean, Always Sunny people, they dressed up like Nazis one time. So, like,
speaking of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 12 will have a musical episode.
Ooh. Wait, is it the next season is season 12, right?
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought like it was season 11. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, oh, we're going to do one in 2 years. We're going to do a musical episode.
How offended do you think one of our friends would be if we're like, so we decided that you look most like Hitler?
I don't think we could sell it that way. We just be like, we just thought of
I know
you.
Who would be it. They would be so upset if I told them they're the friend that looks most like Hitler. It's a friend whose house we go to often, mm-hmm. and he tends to drink too much at his house
mm-hmm.
and gets sick. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
He's been on this podcast, I think, once to talk about Game of Thrones.
I think I do.
How upset do you...
I thought he'd been on more for some reason. Yeah, we actually talked about that this weekend. I was like, hey, he's like, I've only been on once. It's like, for some reason, I thought he was on more.
I miss him.
I misremembered.
And
we should have asked him to be on the podcast.
This week.
No.
Like, who looks most like Hitler? You!
Come on the podcast!
Oh, no, I'm saying we're going to say that to him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to tell you, we just invited him, and then on the podcast, we tell him, well, we're going to tell you why we invited you here.
Yeah.
We think you look like Hitler.
The most.
The most, yeah. You don't look like Hitler. You look the most out of the people
that we know.
That we could get to come
That's
on the podcast.
That's the problem of having such a diverse group.
Mm-hmm.
Is... Hitler, right? You can't catch a
It's very hard to find a Hitler out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so season 12 will have a musical episode. You Were the Worst has been renewed for season 4. Mm. Adventure Time will end in 2018, which is after season 9. And Archer will end after season 10, and it's currently in season 8, I think, or season 8 has already just ended. Or I'm
Man,
not sure.
It's been that long for Archer.
And that's crazy,
That's a long time. But also, FX is a network where it's like, isn't it like 10 episodes a season usually mostly? Yeah. Like, nothing's really
10 to 13 or something?
Nothing. No, it's never 20. There's no 20 episode shows on FX.
No.
That's why I like FX, because, like, I think that's the key to quality is, like...
Shorten down those seasons.
Yeah. 20 episodes is just, like, it's just too much.
Yeah. On Netflix today?
American Horror Story Hotel, season 5.
Chevalier,
Dartmoor Killing, The Flash Season 2, The Grindr Season 1.
Didn't The Grindr get canceled?
I don't know what The Grindr is.
I thought
it must have got
with,
canceled.
Fred Savage as a lawyer or something?
Oh, I remember that show. It must have got canceled. There's no way that show still exists.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed review. We talk a lot about TV. Because Drew had a week. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.